The International Committee of the Red Cross calls the fighting in Somalia just the latest in a series of catastrophes in the country. ICRC spokesman Florian Westphal says the inhabitants of Mogadishu are caught up in the worst fighting in 15 years.
We support a number of medical structures, hospitals and the like in Mogadishu, and the structures we've supported told us that over this weekend alone they received 300 people who were wounded in the fighting. The majority of them civilians. At the moment, they are still working with the medical supplies which we were able to provide them with a couple of weeks ago, and at the moment that still seems to be holding.
Westphal says the ICRC has been providing drinking water for 50,000 people daily. It also has been supplying displaced people with essential household items. He says the health situation in the city is worsening, and lack of safe water and sanitation is increasing the health risks.
There's also a regular occurrence of cases of watery diarrhea in Mogadishu at the moment. Again, the reports we're getting are speaking of an average of about 1,000 cases a week. Our partners of the Somali Red Crescent Society are running 5 rehydration centers in the city with material provided by us to try and help deal with that problem.
The UN Refugee Agency says more than 320,000 people have fled Mogadishu since the beginning of February. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagona says aid workers describe chaotic scenes as displaced people try to get into the small and overcrowded town of Afkuye, which is 30 kilometers west of the capital.
The road linking the area to the capital reopened yesterday morning, and since then has been filled with a continuous flow of displaced people. One of our staff members in the area said the Afkuye area was jammed with more than 41,000 displaced Somalis. He said they were hungry and thirsty, and the crowds were becoming increasingly difficult to control, making aid distribution difficult.
Pagona says many of the displaced lack food and there's a severe water shortage. She says about 5 Somali aid organizations are trying to truck relief supplies to Afkuye every day from Mogadishu, but deliveries are disrupted by the frequent closure of the road. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.